All the brothers and sisters,
今天下午我们一起来学习，这是贵神为圣的作为题目。
This afternoon's topic is holy to the Lord.
我们教会的读经已经读完立位记。
Our church on Bible reading schedule just finished Leviticus.
很多人读立位记的时候，我不晓得大家有几个弟兄姐妹有跟着我们的进度啊。
I don't know how many brothers and sisters actually follow the schedule.
有人告诉我说，哎呀，立位记我直接跳掉了，这个我读不懂。
Some people say maybe I just skip Leviticus, so I can't understand.
太难了，或者是太枯燥了。
It's too hard, too boring.
那其实立位记也不是很难懂。
Actually, Leviticus is not that hard to understand.
你只要搞清楚整个书的主题是什么就可以了。
As long as you can understand the whole theme of the book.
整个书的主题就是神要告诉以色列百姓一件事情。
The whole theme of the book is that Lord wanted to tell the people one thing.
就是神是圣洁的。
That is, God is holy.
所以你们也要圣洁。
That is why you had to be holy.
这句话好像很抽象，什么叫圣洁？
This one seems abstract, but it's holy.
但是如果我们可以改一个方式来讲
，If we turn around and think of it from another perspective,
神告诉百姓，我跟其他在迦南地、在其他文化当中那些假神是不一样的。
God told His people that He is very different from the gods in other cultures in the land of Canaan.
因为我是不一样，所以你们拜我，你们也要跟别人不一样。
Because I am different, then you have to different as you worship.
这个观念不一样的观念一直在圣经里面重复。
So this concept of uniqueness, difference, is all throughout the Bible.
因为神是独一的真神。
Because God, He is the one true God.
所以拜他的人应该有跟他相似。
That is why those people who worship Him have to be like Him.
所以什么叫圣洁？
So what is holy?
第一就是没有罪。
First of all, is you don't have sin.
早上我们讲过这个观念。
And this morning we spoke of this concept.
圣洁的另外一个观念就是属于神。
The other aspect of holiness is to belong to God.
我们信神的人有一件很重要的事情要搞清楚。
When we worship God, there's one thing that we have to make it clear.
就是什么东西是属于自己的。
That is what belongs to you.
然后什么东西是属于神的
？And what belongs to God?
如果这两个事情分清楚的话
，If you are able to discern of these two things,
我们就能够得到神的喜悦。
Then you'll be pleased by God.
就能够得到神的祝福。
Then you receive the blessing by God.
神就是要我们搞清楚这一点。
God just wants us to be clear about this.
什么东西是要归给神为圣的
？What belongs to God? What is holy to God?
那从在立位记的27章里面有几点是我们要搞清楚。
In Leviticus chapter 27, there are a few things that we have to be clear with.
有几样东西是归神为圣的。
There are certain things they are holy to the Lord.
我们来看二十七章第一节。
Chapter 27, verse 1.
二十七章第一节，耶和华对摩西说：“你要晓谕以色列人说，人还特许的愿，被许的人要按你所估的价值归给耶和华。”
Verse 1, Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When a man consecrates by a vow a certain person to the Lord, according to your valuation.
这里神特别提醒摩西告诉百姓。
So God specially asked Moses to remind the people.
什么东西是属于神的呢？
What belongs to God?
就是任何事情，任何东西，只要你许过愿，说你要答应给神的，那你一定要还给神。
That whatever thing, whatever matter that you made a vow that it belongs to God, then you have to give this vow to God.
什么叫许愿呢？
What does it mean to make a vow?
许愿就是你在祷告当中，你答应神的事情。
A vow is something that in your prayer you promise God to.
我们一般祷告不太需要许愿。
In our normal prayers, we don't need to make a vow.
你就告诉神你的需要。
You just ask God what you need.
求神帮助你的困难。
And you ask God to help with your need.
凭着你的信心，神会答应你，神会给你。
And through your faith, God will give it to you.
但是有的时候我们祷告特别迫切。
But sometimes when our prayers are especially desperate.
我们特别想要神在这件事情上面带领我们。
We really want God to guide us in this matter.
所以有的时候人就会在祷告当中或者是在心里面想，我要答应神，一定要做这件事情。
And so that's why sometimes people in their heart, in their prayers, they made a vow to God that I want to do this thing.
我们可能曾经跟神说，神啊，如果你这样的帮助我
，Perhaps in your prayer we will say, Lord, if you help me in this way,
我要这样做来报答你。
Then I will do such and such to repay you.
这个就叫做许愿。
And that action is making a vow.
神通常不会强迫人家许愿来祷告才会听你。
Normally, God does not require you to make a vow to listen to you.
但是如果你自己选择答应神某一件事情的话
，But if you make your own choice to make this promise to God,
神呢都记得，神也会听得见。
God will remember and God will hear.
你不要给神啊当着孩子一样讲过就算。
Don't treat God as a child. You spoke it once and then they forgot.
今天有时候我们对孩子也不能讲过就算。
And sometimes even to our own children, you cannot just tell them and forget about it.
你考100分，我就买一个东西给你。
If you have 100 points in your test, I'll buy this for you.
啊，或者是你考这个成绩，我就带你去哪里玩。
If you get this mark, I'll take you to this place to play.
啊，结果孩子拿到了。
So the kid had the mark.
你就改变主意了。这个还不够好，要再一次这样子，我再带你去。
Then you change your mind and say you have to get one more good mark for me to do this for you.
你这样试一两次，你孩子就不理你了，你讲话根本就不算话。
And you try this once or twice, your kids will not remember you anymore.
我们不要把神当孩子。
We cannot treat God as our child.
神没有强迫你答应他什么。
God did not force you to make any vows.
但是你在神面前讲过的、想过的、有这种意念的、答应神的，你不能不做。
But whatever you have thought of, you prayed or made a vow before God, you had to do it.
因为啊，在神都记得，神都听见了。
Because God knows, God remembers.
神是很有信用的神啊。
God, He is a faithful God.
所以神也要他的子民呢有信用。
That is why God wants His people to be faithful.
你答应过神的，不能不做。
Whatever you have promised God, you had to do it.
我们看《传道书》的第五章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
《传道书》第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
从第一节开始啊，讲到了怎么拜神的态度。
From verse 1 talks about the attitudes that you have to worship God.
要拜神啊，就是我们要敬虔听，胜过愚昧人献祭。
So to worship God means we have to draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of a fool.
第二节呢，就是说你在神面前不要随便开口讲话。
And also in verse 2 says to not be rash with your mouth before God.
第三节呢？第四节就是说，你向神许愿，偿还不可迟延，因为他不喜悦愚昧人，所以你许的愿应当偿还。
And verse 4 says, when you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it, for He has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you have vowed.
你许愿不还了，不如不许。
Better not to vow than to vow and not pay.
也不可以在神面前说，哎呀，我讲错了，我许错了，我收回了。
And you cannot say before God, I made a mistake. I bring back what I said.
神都不喜欢这样子。
And God is not pleased with that.
我们人呢，有时候向神求东西的时候啊，什么都答应神。
And sometimes we ask of things from God, we will vow anything.
神啊，你医好我啊，我要以后为你做圣工啊。
God, if you heal me, I will do holy work for you.
医好了，身体很好了，就不见人了。
Now you're healed, then no more, we see you no more.
在世界上就身体很好嘛，就在忙工作了，忘记神，忘记答应神什么了。
Because you have good health, you started to work hard and you forgot about God.
有些时候答应神说，神啊，你祝福我这个事业，这个工作，我要为你奉献。
And sometimes we say, God, if you promise this career, then I will offer.
结果钱赚到了，又投资在别的上面，都忘记答应神什么了。
And when you made the money, you invested in somewhere else, you forgot about this vow.
所以我们呢，这里说27章，利未记27章说，你答应过神的许愿的东西，一定要偿还。
So what is said in Leviticus 27 is whatever you vow to God, you had to make it into fruition.
第一种啊，就是你特许的愿，被许的人呢、有时候是许愿是跟人有关系的。
And there are different type of vows. The first one is related to a person.
以旧约来说呢，被许愿的人呢、就是包括去做拿细耳人。
So in the Old Testament, when you are given to a vow as a person, you become a Nazarite.
我们看民数记的第六章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 6.
民数记第六章啊，
Numbers
记载做拿细耳人的例。
Numbers chapter 6 talks about the law of the Nazarites.
第六章的第一节。
Chapter 6 verse 1.
六章民数记六章的一节
Number 6 verse 1
耶和华对摩西说你小谕以色列人说无论男女许了特别的愿就是拿细耳人的愿
Verse 1 and 2 Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying speak to the children of Israel and say to them when either a man or woman consecrates an offering to make the vow of a Nazarite to separate himself to the Lord
拿细耳这个意思希伯来话就是分别出来的意思
The word Nazarite means to be separated.
在旧约的时候啊，他们有些人祷告，他们答应神说：“神啊，如果你祝福我，你答应我帮助我，我会把自己献出来给你，把自己分别出来。”
So sometimes in the Old Testament, when they pray to God, they say, if you help me with this and that, then I will offer myself separated as a Nazirite for you.
这种拿西尔人呢有两种，一种就是特定时间、短时间的拿西尔人。
And there are two types of Nazirite. One type is a temporary Nazirite for a short period of time.
第二种呢，就是终身的拿西尔人。
And the other type is Nazirite for life.
这个就是说你把自己分别出来，服侍神，还有不喝清酒、浓酒、不剪头发。有一种特别分别出来的意思
that you separate yourself and you do not drink any type of wine, you cannot cut your hair, and you separate yourself for to the Lord.
那所以在摩西律法里面记载，如果你答应神许愿被许的人呢，那你答应神的话，你要偿还呢。
So in Moses' law, if you vow yourself as a person, you had to fulfill this vow.
比如说你答应神，神啊，你帮助我，我要做拿西尔人一个月，我不喝清酒浓酒，我要保守圣洁，那你要去做。
For example, if you say to yourself, the Lord, if you vow yourself as a Nazirite for a full month, then you cannot drink any wine, and you have to keep yourself holy, and you have to do it.
那旧约里面有一个最出名的例子啊，就是有一个妈妈，她生不出儿子。
In the Old Testament, there is a very famous case. There is a mom that she cannot give birth to a son.
她的名字叫做 Hannah.
Her name is Hannah.
因为她生不出孩子啊，所以被她的丈夫的另外一个太太啊，一直在欺负她，来笑她。
Because she cannot give birth to a son, she was always mocked by the other wife of her husband.
祷告的时候就很伤心。
So when, as she prayed, she was very sad.
她答应神一件事情。
So she promised God one thing.
我们看《撒母耳记上》的第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记上的第一章。
1 Samuel chapter 1.
第十节。
Verse 10.
一章的第十节。
1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 10.
哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛的哭泣，祈祷耶和华。
Then and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish.
第十一节
，eleven，
一章的十一节
，1:11，
许愿说：万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，顾念不忘婢女，赐给我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头，刀剃他的头。
Verse 11, then she made a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, and I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head.
Hannah 在她最伤心的时候向神祷告。
Hannah, when she was in her bitter state, she prayed to God.
她不是向神说，神啊，你给我一个孩子，让我可以报仇，让我可以站得起来跟人家。可以跟人家对抗。
She did not pray and say, Lord, give me a male child so that I can give my revenge and stand before my enemies.
她也不是求神把她的羞耻拿走。
She did not pray to ask God to remove her shame.
虽然在旧约来说，女人生不出孩子是很羞耻的事情。
Even though in the Old Testament, when you cannot give birth to a child, it's very shameful.
她求神一件事，如果你赐一个孩子给我。
She prayed to God and said, if you give a birth, if you give a child for me.
特别指定啊，这个是一个一定是个儿子。
And if you give a male child,
那我要把它献给你。
Then I will offer that child to you.
不是短期的献，不是做一个月的拿西尔人，或是一半年的拿西尔人。
It's not just a temporary Nazirite for a month or for half a year.
我要让他一辈子都在圣殿服侍你，都是当拿西尔人。
This is a Nazirite for life that he will be serving in the temple all of his life.
哈拿这样的许愿祷告，是因为他爱神。
Hannah prayed in this way because she loved God.
神圣，她说：“我想向你奉献呢，我想奉献我的儿子，就为你做工啊。但是我没有儿子，怎么样奉献呢
？”She want to offer her child to the Lord, but she doesn't have a child. How can she offer?
所以你给我，让我可以奉献。
So if you give it to me, then I will offer.
这种就是爱神的心呢，神就被感动了。
And this is the heart that loves God, and God was moved.
所以透过祭司以利跟他说：“你明年你会生一个孩子。
”And through priest Eli, Eli told him, "You will have a son."
神已经听你的祷告了。
God had heard your prayers.
你可以平平安安的回去了。
You can go back in peace.
愿神允许你的所求的。
May God grant your petition.
哇，这个神真的是听见哈拿的祷告。
Indeed, God heard Hannah's prayer.
一年之后，他真的生了一个儿子。
A year later, he gave birth to a male child.
我们今天看教会弟兄姐妹啊，新当父母的，尤其第一胎啊，都很宝贵。
Sometimes when we look at our parents in the church, their firstborn is usually the most precious.
有时候也不怎么公平啊。
And sometimes it might not be fair.
哇，第一个孩子出生了，哇，拍照拍很多，几百张。
And when the first
几千张
first child come out, you take thousands of photos.
第二个出来啊，可能找不到五十张。
The second one maybe 50.
哇，为什么？因为第一个已经拍很多了，不行。 第一个最新鲜嘛。
Because the first one is the freshest.
啊，第二个就啊随便拍几张就好了。
And the second one maybe just take a few.
第一个的时候特别紧张，哇，这个睡觉啊，要休息啊，哇，很紧张了。
The first one you feel the most stressful, or how can he fall asleep?
第二个就随便爬了，没关系了，他自己会照顾自己的。
The second one, he will do just fine. He can go anywhere.
所以当老大了都比较得到父母的关注啊，所以当老大了要特别照顾你的弟弟、弟弟妹妹，不要欺负他们。
So that's why being the firstborn, you have the most care from the parents. But being the firstborn, you also had to take care of your younger children,
但是 Hannah,
younger brothers.
只有一个，只生出一个。
But now at this moment, Hannah only gave birth to one.
但是她答应神，要给你的。
But she promised on God that she would give it to God.
她许了愿，她就还愿了。
So she gave the vow and she fulfilled the vow.
等这个孩子断了奶，她真的把这个孩子送到祭司以利会幕那一边。
And after this child was weaned, indeed she took the child to the tabernacle to priest Eli.
我们看一章二十八节。
Let's turn to chapter 1, verse 28.
撒母耳记上一章二十八节。
First Samuel chapter 1, verse 28.
所以我将这儿子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。于是在哪里敬拜耶和华？
28. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. So they worship the Lord there.
所以哈拿还愿，他把该归给神的有归给神。
So Hannah fulfilled her vow and she gave God what's God's.
你有十个儿子，献上一个儿子不是太难。
If you had 10 sons, you give one son to God, that might not be hard.
只有一个儿子，要献上一个儿子，就是 100%。
If you only have one son, you give that one son, that's 100%.
这个他对神的爱。
That's her love to God.
他答应过神的，他一定要做。
What she promised to God, she will fulfill.
结果呢，神更祝福他。
And as a result, God bless her even more.
二章的二十一节告诉我们。
Chapter 2, verse 21 told us.
在哈拿把自己孩子归于耶和华之后呢？
After Hannah offered her child,
她再生了三个儿子，两个女儿。
She gave her birth to another three sons and two daughters.
她献给神一个，神补她五个。
She gave God one, but God gave her five.
还有这个儿子呢，成为神在旧约里面所用的其中一个最重要的工人之一。
And the son that she offered became one of the most important workers in the Old Testament.
因为她把属于神的归给神。
Because she gave what's God's.
所以弟兄姐妹，有时候我们想想。我们所有的到底是谁给的
？So brothers and sisters, we have to think about what we, whatever we have, who is it from?
不是你自己努力得来的而已。
It is not from your own labor.
有时候啊，我们所有的，我们仔细想想，真的是来自于神的。
All that we have, sometimes we think about it. Indeed, it is from God.
你有儿女，如果神祝福你有家庭有儿女
，If you have children, if God bless you to have a family to have children,
这些儿女也是神给你的。
These children.Are given to you by God.
所以如果尤其是如果我们有许过愿
，and so if especially if we have made a vow,
我们一定要偿还。
We had to fulfill the vow.
我们要记得每一样恩典都是来自于神的。
We have to remember all grace come from God.
当然有时候有些人会许比较大的愿。
Of course, sometimes people make greater vows.
我认识有另外一个传道人呢。
I know of another preacher.
那我听其他的见证啊，他怎么出来献身当传道？
I heard from other testimonies how that preacher came out to serve.
因为他小时候被妈妈生出来的时候是一个早产儿。
So when she was first born, she was premature.
差不多三十多年前在台北。
It was 30-some years ago in Taipei.
一生出来啊，他非常的体重非常的轻。
When she was born prematurely, he was very light.
然后在保温箱里面住了一个多月。
And he was in this incubation box for a month.
那情况很不稳定。
And the situation is now very stable.
医生有一天就叫了他父母来。
So the doctor asked the parents to come.
跟他父母说，你孩子情况非常的危险。
And told them that your son is in a dangerous situation.
现在给他输血。
We need to give him blood.
所以他爸爸就捐血给他输进去。
So his father offered his blood and gave it to the son.
这不是那怎么搞的？输了血之后情况更糟糕，整个 baby 肿起来。
But somehow after the blood was given, the situation got worse and the baby became all swollen.
哇！医生就发病危通知书了，快死了，这个孩子没救了。
So the doctor gave the critical notice that this baby is almost done.
这个时候怎么办呢
？So at this point, what to do?
第一胎也是长子。
So the parents, this is the firstborn, this first child.
最开心的啊，得到孩儿子的这个兴奋喜悦，掉到谷底了，让孩子快死了。
From the jubilation of receiving the first child to the bottomless pit that their son is about to die.
这个时候呢，有一位传道人就去访问，鼓励他们说，我们要祷告。
So now another preacher went and visited and said, encourage them, you have to pray.
医生没有办法，只能靠神。
When doctor has no way, you have to rely on God.
生命在神的手中。
Because life is in the hand of God.
所以啊，就鼓励这两夫妻要祷告。
Therefore, he encouraged the couples to pray.
也告诉整个台北教会了，为他们祷告。
And he also told the whole Taipei church to pray.
还鼓励大家禁食祷告。
And asked everyone to fast and pray.
这位传道人也鼓励这对夫妻啊，每天早上为这个孩子禁食祷告。如果神允许，他不会死。
And the preacher also encouraged the parents to fast and pray every morning. If God's willing, this child will not die.
这对父母啊，祷告也很迫切。
So these parents pray desperately.
那么多同龄为我们的孩子祷告。
They see that so many coworkers,
他们祷告的时候
so many people pray for them.
就许愿。
So when they prayed, they made a vow.
神啊，如果这个孩子好起来。
They made a vow and say this child become well.
以后希望他可以为你做工，献身当传道。
That in the future, they wish that to offer this child to work for you, to offer as a full-time worker.
很奇妙，在主耶稣的带领之下，弟兄姐妹的带导之下。
So miraculously, under the grace and under the protection of brothers and sisters.
这个孩子从很危险的边缘，慢慢稳定，慢慢正常，慢慢康复，到后来出院。
So from the edge of being very, very critical to getting better and better, and finally, The baby was admitted from the hospital.
好，后来就很健康的成长。
And this child grew up healthily.
哇，小时候很聪明，然后又会朗读圣经，又会领诗，又会讲故事。
And this child was very smart. He could lead hymns. She can read out the Bible and he could talk about stories.
后来长大一点了，父母就跟他讲。
And when he was older, the parents told him.
爸爸妈妈在你快死的时候呢，向神许愿祷告。
The parent told him that when you're about to die, we made a vow and prayed to God.
给你生命，就要将你归给神所用。
If God give you life, then we will offer you to God to work for Him.
神要不要用你是另外一回事。
But whether or not God will use you is another matter.
这个决定交给你自己。
But this decision is on you.
这个孩子啊，自己经过祷告啊，他也觉得说，这个生命是神给我的。
So this child after prayer, he understood that it is my life is given by God.
他也出来报名神学院。
So later on, he signed out to the seminary college.
记得十几年前我在澳洲的时候，他那时候移民澳洲，就跟我说啊，我以后要出来为主耶稣做工作。
And a couple many years ago, when he emigrated to Australia, he told me that he would offer himself to work for God.
后来他是真的报考这个台湾神学院，后来就出来为主耶稣。还所父母所许的愿。
And indeed, he sent out to the seminary in Taiwan, and also he became a full-time worker and worked for God.
那神也祝福他们的家。
And God indeed blessed his household.
当然，我们不一定每一个人都有曾经答应神那么大的事情。
Of course, not all of us have vowed such a great thing to God.
但是，如果你答应过神任何的大小的事情，我们都要记得神在听你的，神听你知道你在讲过什么。
But whatever you has said to God, you have to remember that God listens and God remembers.
有些时候的时候，我们答应要给神的一些物件。
Sometimes we vow to give God a certain things.
我们看回来利未记的二十七章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 27.
利未记二十七章的第九节。
Leviticus 27 verse 9.
二十七章第九节。
27 verse 9.
所许的若是牲畜啊，就是人献给耶和华为供物的，凡这一类献给耶和华的，都要成为圣。
Verse 9, if it is an animal that man may bring as an offering to the Lord, all that anyone gives to the Lord shall be holy.
这里说啊，如果你答应过神的，你的财物当中的牲畜，譬如说这是牛啊，你说要献给神；这是羊要献给神，那你就要归神为圣。
If you have given a vow from your property, maybe a cattle or a sheep, and vow it to God, then that belongs to God.
当然以前的人呢，都是农业社会，最值钱的除了土地之外，就是这些牲畜啦，怎么样的？
Because back then it was agricultural society. What is most precious to them, other than land, is the animals, the livestock.
十四节说啊，如果将房屋分别为圣归给神的，也要这样做啊。
So in verse 14 also, if you dedicated his house to belong to God, you had to do the same.
第十六节说，如果你将你的产业 要承受的产业为业的分一些部分归给神的，那你也要这样做。
And even verse 16, if you offer your land, then you also have to do the same.
我们这里也强调一点，神真的不缺任何东西，也不需要我们给他任何的东西来享用。
We have to stress this point that God does not need us to offer anything for Him to use.
我们的真神呢是活神啊，他创造一切的。
Because the God that we worship, He is a true God and living God. He created all things.
跟别人的所拜的偶像是不一样的。
He's different from the idols that other people worship.
世界人拜偶像还要给水果啊，还有烧肉啊、叉烧啊，去拜他们的神，让他们的神吃啊。我们的神是不需要任何的物质。
The God in this world, you had to offer the fruit or barbecue pork, but our God, He does not need any of that.
但是如果你自己被神的恩典感动，你答应过神的。
But if you yourself have been moved by the grace of God and you have made this vow,
你就要做得到。
Then you have to do it.
神不爱我们的物质，但是神爱我们的心。
God does not love the material things that we offer, but God loves our hearts.
如果你讲了不做的话，那神就会追讨，就不好了。
If you have made a vow and you have not did it, God will pursue after you, and that's not good.
从小的事情生出一只鸡、一只牛都好，你答应过神的，你要拿出来。
So from the little things, from maybe a chicken to a cow, when you made a vow and dedicated to God, then you have to offer it.
我记得以前讲过我的体验啊，在非洲里面有一次去一个乡村里面。
I remember I spoke of this in the past that when I went to Africa once, went to a village.
有一个信徒接待我们。
And there was this member that received us.
看到我们传道人来了。
So when he saw the preachers come.
传道，这只鸡是你的。
And he told the preacher, preacher, this chicken belongs to you.
哇，听了好高兴哦，有鸡吃。
So
好几天没吃鸡
了。When I heard this, I was very happy because I haven't ate any chicken for many days.
怎么等了一两天，那只鸡还很活泼的在外面走来走去？
So after a few days, this chicken is still running around.
哎呀，又不好意思问他到底怎么样了。
So, but I don't dare to ask about this chicken.
人家不给也不能问啊，不好意思嘛。
So if that person does not offer it, then you don't dare to ask.
安息日居然会回来，走路到门口，他大叫：“哎呀，有老鹰来啊！哎呀，我那只鸡被抓走了，被老鹰吃走了。”
And one day after the Sabbath day, he cried out loud and said, "There's an eagle. This eagle took away the chicken."
我就跟他说啊，早点拿出来嘛。
So I told him,
你答应过神呢？
So I told him, you should have given this earlier since you promised God.
你也没有鸡，我也没得吃。
So now you don't have the chicken, and I don't have anything to eat.
神要把你东西拿走。
And God took away your chicken.
神不是为了要你那只鸡啊，但是有时候神要看我们的心啊。
God does not really need your chicken, but God really looks into our hearts.
你答应过神的要做任何的事，你要奉献什么，你要为主做什么，你不以为神不知道，神都听见。
If you promise God to do anything or you offer anything to God, you have to know that God listens and God remembers.
就像孩子答应过父母没有做，父母的心呢，就会觉得这个孩子为什么这样子。
And sometimes as a child, you promise God, your parents something, but do not do it, the parents will feel what's wrong with this child.
这里说第十四节说，有人将房屋分别为圣。
Verse 14 talks about how if a person dedicates his house,
我们有些弟兄姐妹很爱主。
Some brothers and sisters, they really love the Lord.
那么买房子啊，就是要想说以后我家里要给教会，让家庭聚会。
They say that when I buy a house, I will offer this house as a service location for the church.
有些弟兄姐妹，他不怕人家去他家，他说弟兄姐妹来越多越好，来我家庭聚会越多次数越好。
And some brothers, they are not afraid to have people come into the place. They are very happy that people will go to have service in the house.
你们来啊，就是神带来祝福给我。
They know that if you come, this is God's blessing coming to my house.
他们有这种信心啊，神真的要祝福他们。
And if they have such a faith, indeed God bless them.
他们家就常常用来开放做家庭聚会。
And sometimes when they open their house to have family services.
将自己的房屋分别为圣。
And when they dedicate their house to be holy to the Lord.
好好打扫，欢迎弟兄姐妹来。
They make it clean and welcome all the brothers and sisters to come.
这个神会祝福他。
This God will bless them.
有些弟兄姐妹还问呢，为什么那么久没有排家庭聚会在我家？
Sometimes brothers and sisters will even ask, how come for so long you have not assigned me to have family service in my house?
最近都拿不到祝福了。
That means I cannot get any blessings.
所以你分别为圣给神，神就会祝福你。
So if you dedicate it to God, then God will bless you.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
人如果将承受为业的几分呢，要归给神的话，也要按照他所讲的要这样做。
If they offer a portion of their land to God, then they also have to offer it.
你领受了一些产业。
If you receive some inheritance.
你心里想说神祝福我这些土地。
You say to yourself that God has blessed me with this land.
那你答应，你心里面答应神的，哎，这块又归给神的。
And you say into your heart, this portion of land should be dedicated to God.
我们就按照我们的答应神的心呢，要这样来做。
And we had to, according to our faith, to this heart, do it.
神就会祝福我们。
Then God will bless us.
那我们多伦多教会去年买土地的事情啊，弟兄姐妹很努力的奉献。
Last year, when the Toronto Church has bought the land, all the brothers and sisters, they offered very diligently.
要在短时间之内筹50万，也是很困难。
To accumulate $500,000 in a short time is difficult.
那在这个交易结束之前一到两个礼拜，我们那个时候还缺15万。
Before the transaction about to close, at that time we're still short $150,000.
负责人呢、啊，还有弟兄姐妹啊，都很焦急啊，怎么办？怎么办
？And all the brothers and sisters, the board members, they were worried what to do.
缺借15万的话，就没有办法完成这个交易。
If we lack $150,000, then we cannot go through the transaction.
那神的工人呢就想了，哎呀，到底可以怎么办
？Then God's workers thought.What to do?
有一次就打电话给在另外一个城市的一个弟兄。
And so the worker called another brother in another country.
想了看看能不能帮忙。
To ask to see if that person could help.
这个弟兄说没有办法了。
This brother say no way.
那既然没有办法，也不能勉强嘛。
If there's no way, then we cannot force.
那个弟兄就挂了电话。
So that brother hung up.
那天晚上他躺在床上。
So that night, that brother was sleeping on the bed.
他每天躺在床上睡觉之前呢，都心里面都念主导文。
Every time this brother, before he goes to sleep, and when he is on the bed, he recites the Lord's prayer.
通常念完之后呢，他都心里很平安，就睡着。
And usually after he recites it, he feels very peaceful and he falls asleep.
结果那天念完主导文之后呢，心里面就睡不着。
But that night after he recites the prayer, he cannot fall asleep.
心里面很难过。
He feels very sad in the heart.
圣灵在责备他。
Seems the Holy Spirit is rebuking him.
圣灵就跟他讲。
The Holy Spirit spoke to him.
我现在派我的工人来。
Now I have sent my worker.
建堂需要你帮忙。
The church building needs your help.
你怎么可以说没有？
How can you say you don't have?
其实他是有，但是说没有。
But he has.
没有办法，他说没有办法，不是没有。
He has, but he said there's no way to help.
整个晚上睡不好。
So he couldn't sleep the whole night.
哎呀，他就开始想为什么会这样子。
So he wondered how come.
所以隔天一大早，他就打给神的工人。
So the second morning he called God's worker.
欠多少？
He asked, how much is short?
15万而已。
150,000? Only 150,000?
哇，他就马上 Hallelujah.
So he said Hallelujah.
那个账号多少？
So what's the account number?
马上问。
And he immediately asked.
工人也不敢问他说，到底为什么昨天说没办法，今天就有办法，也不能问嘛啊。
And the worker cannot ask how come yesterday there's no way and now today there is a way.
后来他在做见证。
And later on he made a testimony.
他说啊，真的是神知道。
He said that indeed God knows.
他其实很久之前有答应过神。
A long time ago, he has promised God.
在加拿大赚到的钱啊，投资啊，他是双赢。加拿大赚到的钱，三分之一要奉献在加拿大的圣工上面。
That he said whatever he made, one third of his profits that he made in Canada will be given to the holy work in Canada.
他答应过神的。
That he has promised God.
但是接到电话的时候，他没有这样做。
And when he received a phone call, he did not do it.
神都提醒他了。
So God reminded him.
你答应过我的。
You have promised me.
所以他就问，到底缺多少？
So he asked how much is lacking.
他一听到那个号码吓一跳。
So when he heard the amount, he was shocked.
因为他之前电话，他接到电话之前的两个礼拜卖了一块土地。
Because 2 weeks ago, he sold a piece of land.
赚了45万。
He had made a profit of 450,000.
他一听到。教会缺15万。
So he heard that the church is lacking 150,000.
就是三分之一。
Indeed, that's one third.
一毛钱不多，一毛钱不少。
It's not one cent more, one cent less.
神那么祝福我。
God bless me so much.
所以一定要拿出来。
So for sure I have to offer it.
其实他在拿出来的时候，那个 deal, 那个交易，他自己那块土地的交易还没有完成。
So actually when he has offer this amount of money that land has not transacted.
他跟别人一起来合作去买这块土地的。
He worked with other people to deal this land.
啊，那么在吃饭就说了，哎呀，那个买家好像变卦，可能不买啊，宁可不要那十几万的定金呢，哎，宁可不要那些定金呢，都不买。
So that when he was talking with his partner, they were discussing that the buyer might not want to go through with the transaction. They rather foregone their down payments and not to transact.
但是这个弟兄啊，见证跟他们说。
But this brother made a testimony and said,
你们不用怕，一定卖得成。
Don't worry, this land will go through.
神都派人来要我，问我拿这个十五万呢、啊，怎么会卖不成？
God has already asked me for this one third, so how can it not go through?
你们放心，一定卖得成。
So he said, don't worry, it'll go through.
啊，我的神已经告诉我了。
My God has already told me.、
啊、结果真的，又过了几天，那个买家又说，好了，还是买了。
So indeed, after a few days, this buyer said, yeah, let's go through.
哇，所以他答应过神的，他就是这样做。
So what he has promised God,he has to do.
所以神很祝福他。
So God really blessed him.
啊，也让教会也得到神的祝福。
And he also, God also blessed the church.
啊，但我们未来要盖教堂，现在土地买了，要盖教堂还有很远的路。
There is still a long journey to go. Now that we have the land, we still want to build the building.
但其实神都已经预备好。
But actually, God has already prepared.
所以我们对神有一股爱的心，有一股感恩的心。
As long as we have this love and zeal towards God,
神真的不是看我们的物质，只要看我们背后的心。
Indeed, God does not look at our material things; God looks at our hearts.
按照你自己的力量。
That according to your own strength.
但是你有答应过神的。
And also, if you have promised God.
还有一个弟兄也跟我分享他的见证。
Another brother also shared his testimony.
他说他买一台新车的时候就答应神，这台车要来做圣工了。
When he bought his new car, he said this new car will be offered to do work for God.
他就跟传道人讲说，以后你去哪里访问，你要接送飞机，你谁都不要联络，第一个打电话给我。
And he told the preacher that when you need to do any holy work, when you need to go to the airports, don't ask anybody else, ask me first.
让我有这个福气。
So that I could have this blessing.
哇，他车很漂亮，新的那个跑车来的。
So his car is still very new. It's a sports car.
是低了一点的，坐下去整个人要。很低一点，但是还蛮好坐，还蛮快的，跑得蛮快的。
Although the seat is very low, but it's quite fast.
他说：“哎呀，我把这个车用来做圣工了，神也真的是祝福我的车子。”
And he said that indeed, when I bought this car to do holy work, God also blessed my car.
走起来的时候特别顺。
When I ride it, it's very smooth.
还有特别少这个维修啊保养的问题。
And there's very few maintenance and all the other problems.
真的是神有在带领祝福。
Indeed, God has blessed and guided.
所以如果我们曾经答应过神许过愿，无论是人是物件。
So if we have indeed made a vow to God, whether it be a person or a thing.
那我们呢要有信用，我们要归给神，把神的物归给神。
We had to be faithful, or we had to give it to God.
27章里面还有讲到另外一点，是要把神的东西归给神的。
In 27, there's also another thing that we had to give to God.
27章第三十节。
Chapter 27, verse 30.
第三十节。
30.
地上所有的，无论是地上的种子，是树上的果子，十分之一是耶和华的，是归给耶和华为圣的。
30 and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, it's the Lord. It is holy to the Lord.
啊，以色列，我们看整个利未记的结论呢，讲了很多圣洁的问题，还有归给神的问题。
We see that the whole Leviticus it talks about what is holy, what belongs to God.
但是我们看它的结论呢，结论，神的律法提醒他们的是什么？什么东西是归给神的？
And at the end, in the summary, what, how does it remind the people what belongs to God?
是十分之一是属于神的。
The tithe belongs to God.
这个是利未记的结论哦。
This is the summary of Leviticus.
为什么神要特别强调这一点？
Why does God stress this point?
因为神知道一个人的信心哦，跟他能不能奉献十分之一有直接的关系。
Because God knows a person's faith is directly related whether or not a person is able to offer a tithe.
圣经一直强调，神其实不是看重你的那些拿出来那一点点东西，神也吃不到，也用不到。
God does not care for the things that you offer. God does not need it. God does not eat it.
但神定了这条例。
But God made this commandment.
你十样东西里面有一样是我的。
that of the 10 things that you earn, one tenth belongs to God.
比如说你有十只羊，他要数啊，一二三四五六七八，数到第十只，哎，神说这只是我的，不管它是肥是瘦的，这个是我的。
If you have 10 sheep and if you make it pass through and the 10th one, regardless if it's good or bad, it belongs to God.
树上有十个苹果，你收下来了，不要管它大还是小，反正十个当中有一个是我的。
And the 10 apples from the tree, on the 10th one, whether big or small, belongs to God.
其实本来十个都是神的。
But actually, all 10 of them belongs to God.
十只羊都是神的，神造的。
And all 10 sheep belongs to God because God has created them.
天上的雨水，太阳让它生长，也是神提供的。
The rains that fall, the sun that shines, God provides for all.
那本来十分之十是神的。
Actually, a tenth of the tenth belongs to God.
但神知道人要需要生活啊。
But God knows that people need to live.
那十分之九给你好好去生活用。
God gives people 9/10.
但是呢，神说十分之一要归给我。
But God say that one tithe belongs to me.
不是为了神要去享用这些东西。
It is not for God to use or enjoy these things.
而是神要人呢，透过十分之一来体验神的恩典。
It is through offering tithe, God wants people to experience God.
对神产生信心。
That they will have faith towards God.
其实十分之一不是感恩的问题。
Actually, a tithe is not whether or not you want to give thanks.
十分之一不是感恩捐，感恩捐跟十分之一是不一样的。
Your thanksgiving offering is different from your tithe.
感恩捐就是你感受到神的恩典，有多有少都好啊，什么时候都好。
Your thanksgiving offering is whether or not large or small, whenever you can offer to God.
十分之一是神的物。
Your tithe, it belongs to God.
当你拿出来的时候
，When you offer it,
神就要祝福你。
God will bless you.
第一，你不会更缺乏，反而会得到神更多的祝福。
First of all, you will not be lacking even more. You'll be blessed by God more.
当你有这种信心的时候
，And when you have this faith,
得到神的照顾的时候
，And when you receive the providence from God,
你的物质的生活会改善。
Your physical well-being will improve.
然后你的信心也会更进步。
And your faith will increase.
所以这个是跟信心有关联的。
So that is related, connected to your faith.
所以十分之一是属于神的东西。
So your tithe belongs to God.
就好像你去图书馆借的书看完了，你要还，你要归还，要 return.
For example, if you borrow a book from the library, afterwards you have to return.
你帮朋友，你问朋友借的东西用完了，你要还。
You borrow something from your friends and you have to return.
对，这个是神的物。
Because it belongs to God.
神要用这个事情来看看你的信心，来训练你的信心。
God wants to use this thing to test your faith, to see if you have faith or not.
有个姐妹跟我分享见证。
There's a sister that shared her testimony.
她以前上班的时候，每个月都奉献十分之一。
When she was working, she every month offered a tithe.
但是有一阵子特别忙。
But there was this once when she was very busy.
那有一个月呢，就没有奉献十分之一。
For a month, she did not offer a tithe.
没有想到这个事情啊。
And she forgot about it.
那后来又过了一个月。
After another month passed,
她也没有把这个事放在心上。
She did not put this onto her heart.
也没有奉献十分之一。
She also did not offer a tithe.
结果呢？不久之后呢，她就丢了手机。
And afterwards, she lost her cell phone.
丢了手机，当然就。要去再买嘛。
Of course, when she forgot the cell phone, lost cell phone, she had to buy it.
那这个手机要再买了，同样的手机要买多少钱？她算一算，吓她一跳。哎呀，这是我两个月十分之一没有归给神。
And when she saw the price of the same phone that she wanted to buy, she was shocked because that's the same amount that she did not offer 2 months ago.
她说神很提醒我啊。
She said God reminded me.
神提醒我知道说，让我知道这个事情是神看重的，我们要去努力的。
God reminded me that this is something that we had to emphasize, that we had to strive towards.
真的不是神要我们的什么钱。
Indeed, it's not God wanting to have our money.
而是神道要我们对他有信心。
God wanted us to have faith towards him.
我们看马拉基书。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
马拉基书的第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
第十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10.
马拉基书的三章的第十节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
万军之耶和华说：“你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。”
Then bring all the tithe into the storehouse there, that there might be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, If I will not open for you the window of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it.
圣经说啊，一般的情况之下，我们不可以试探神。
In the Bible, on normal circumstances, you cannot test God.
但是只有一件事情，神说你可以试试我。
But there's one thing that you can test God for.
你将当纳的十分之一是属于神的东西。归给神。
If you offer the tithe that belongs to God that originally supposed to be to God,
你看我会不会祝福你？
And you can test God to see if God bless you.
你可以试试看。
You can try.
你有这种信心，你就会看到说，哎，神真的是有祝福我。
If you have this faith, you can try and test God and to see if God bless you.
我没有更确，结果神带领我的工作，带领我的儿女，带领我的健康，带领我的灵性都在进步。
You can test if God guides you so that you will not feel any more lacking, and in your family, in your faith, God guides you and bless you.
其实我们教会很多弟兄姐妹都有这样的见证。
Actually, in our church, many brothers and sisters have such testimony.
这个不是一种压力，也不是一种规定。
This is not any pressure. This is not a rule.
神邀请你自己去体验他的恩典。
This is God's invitation to you to test.
这很奇妙，利未记的结论就是要。是奉献十分之一。
So the conclusion of Leviticus is to for is tithe.
按照你的信心，神就给你恩典。
And according to your faith, God will bless you.
所以二十七章里面有讲到关于归给神为圣的。
And chapter 27 talks about things that are holy to the Lord.
无论是你许过愿的人
，whether or not you have made a vow to offer a person
物件
，to offer a thing
或是十分之一
，or tithe.
其实最重要，那些都是身外之物。
But all these things are materialistic things.
最重要的是，你有没有把你自己归给神
？The most important thing is whether or not you have offered yourself to God.
当你觉得你了解你是属于神的
，If you understand that you belong to God,
神的恩典源源不绝的在你身上
，Then God's blessings will be abundantly upon you.
因为你是属于神的
，Because you belong to God.
我们来唱诗430首。
Let's sing hymn 430.
Shall we gather at the river, where bright angels and throng? With His crystal tide forever, flowing by the throne of God. Shall we gather at the river, the beautiful river, gather with the sand and the river that flow by the throne of God. On the margin of the river, washing up its silver spray, we will walk and worship ever all the happy golden day. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river, the flow by the throne of God.